When fact-checking gets too easy. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Yesterday, Donald Trump gave a foreign policy speech, officially backing off his claim that Barack Obama actually founded ISIS. But then, as CBS's Major Garrett reports,
Trump also repeated this false claim.
I was an opponent of the Iraq War from the beginning.
That has been fact-checked. And so Major called him out on it.
Trump did not publicly express skepticism about the U.S.-led invasion until 5 months after it began.
Now, fact-checking takes time and can be boring, which is why it usually ends up buried somewhere. But Donald Trump's collisions with history have become so blatant that it's made fact-checking immediate, and it's hurting him. For example, in the same speech, he again accused Barack Obama of tipping off terrorists that the U.S. was pulling out of Iraq.
They said, we're moving out. Here's our time, here's our date. Who would do this but an incompetent president?
But Major Garrett was able to do an immediate fact check.
Trump's criticism left out the fact that President George W. Bush negotiated and approved the timeline.
Of course, both candidates have truth problems. PolitiFact rated 28% of Hillary Clinton's statements as false. But Donald Trump pins the needle 70% of the time. And if he's going to have any chance, he can't keep repeating statements that have already been proven false. He's got to do what the experienced politicians do. Come up with new and more subtle misstatements. So the fact-checking takes time and ends up buried somewhere. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.